In this lecture, we try to tie together the main themes of this course, ITSM, operations, and enterprise architecture. In principle, both IT services management and enterprise architecture management share the same common goal: how to ensure that IT assets support the business in the most effective way. In other words, this means that both ITSM and enterprise architecture are to enable and support the planning of how IT provides value for business, a topic which you can find being discussed in Truth's three-part lecture. In general, enterprise architecture deals with strategic activities and IT planning, while ITSM is about managing operational activities such as asset discovery, CMDB, ticketing, and end-user self-services. There is an emphasis on the word managing, as the IT operations are what then actually implement these functions in the operational level. It can be argued that ITSM and EA complement each other well due to their respective tactical and strategic natures. In other words, according to Vincente and others, written in 2013, EA is regarded as a fundamental concept for organizational engineering, and ITSM is regarded as the dominant operations model sufficiently integrated into the former. Enterprise architecture guarantees consistency in building new products or services and addresses business requirements, while ITSM guarantees the consistency of services through the use of standard business processes. In the first half of this lecture, we will look at how the existing academic literature has covered this topic. I am currently writing the literature review on this matter, so I am going to present preliminary findings from that. Then, in the end of this lecture, we will have an example of how the practices of ITSM and enterprise architecture are currently working in union in practice and how the research contributions can be mapped to this practice. We started the literature review by searching three major digital libraries that cover academic ICT publications, namely AIS Electronic Library, ACM Digital Library, and IEEE Explorer. The generic Boolean string used for the search, adjusted to the specifics of each library, was as follows. The searches were targeted to articles' title and abstract information. As these searches yielded only 15 articles, we extended the search to cover also the Google Scholar database. As Google Scholar's granularity in specifying the exact search phrases is coarse and it does not support Boolean operators, we used more generic search strings and screened the results until it appeared that they lost the intended focus. After removing the duplicates, we ended with 52 articles. After reading them, another 12 articles were dropped. Even though both of the areas of ITSM and enterprise architecture have a considerable scholarly interest and bear a high practical relevance, they have been rarely studied together. Yet ITIL handbooks have promoted the connection between ITIL and enterprise architecture, especially in the service design, and also the open group has addressed the roles, relationships, and integration points between different approaches, including TOGAF and ITIL. Well then, what kind of studies have been published? So far, I have identified three different threads of articles. The first one has more conceptual or theoretical focus. Conceptual mapping between the approaches. Metamodal integration, mapping and combining the common concepts between the approaches. These studies often seem to emphasize the concept of service and add the concept of service-oriented architecture also into the mix. Here you can see results of such a study. It doesn't look like much. In the next image, however, is my simplified interpretation of such work put in practice. Once we have mapped the terminology of ITIL and enterprise architecture, we can meaningfully use enterprise architecture models in help of operational ITSM. In this case, for example, we have a level 1 incident ticket from a customer who is complaining that she is having a problem with our claims payment service. Using the enterprise architecture information, we can trace the problem down the architecture layers. First, what application service supports the business process that implements the claims payment business service, which application implements the payment service, then what technology artifacts are used to run that application. In this case, the root cause of the incident the customer reported us might be located in the plate server of our technology architecture. Of course, the help desk must have first confirmed from the customer that the browser she is using is capable of running the client-side scripts or whatever the technical implementation details of that service might be. The second thread of research builds on the considerations of the previous one. What is notable is that these studies still assume ITSM and enterprise architecture as separate functions, but search for the ways they can help each other in terms of relevant information they can provide. So the question is, what relevant information ITSM can give to enterprise architecture and the other way around? For example, configuration item data from the CMDB, software license management tools, and network scanner data that can be imported probably directly into the EA repository. First of all, this can help the enterprise architecture repository to stay up to date more easily, as all the information must no longer be updated manually. The other way around, as the final assignment tries to simulate on this course, and what also the spinner assignment kind of relates to, enterprise architecture can provide information that support all kinds of development projects, ITSM or service desk projects, and others. Some current enterprise architecture modeling tools come with native integrations to ITSM tools. For example, Pitch Design Enterprise Studio offers a ServiceNow connector, which enables the exchange of model information between the two platforms. Users can import and export data from ServiceNow tables. Pitch Design argues that this stimulates collaboration between enterprise architecture and ITSM teams and enhances their work output. Linking ITSM to the enterprise, security, and other domain architectures brings about unique opportunities for the growth and improvement, for example, using models to perform root cause analyses as shown previously, or correctly identifying the impact of proposed change. Depending on the focus, this can result in better security, customer engagement, as well as optimized service delivery and support. Overall, this improves the business IT alignment. However, it can also be argued that the CMDB data is too fine-grained, too detailed for the purposes of enterprise architecture management, and there is a risk that such data fills up the enterprise architecture repository with all kinds of odds and ends that mess up the possibility to see the big picture that enterprise architecture is about. It must be carefully considered what data are wanted to be imported from the CMDB and what not. As commented by one of the survey respondents in the study of Warwick and others, CMDBs contain all instances. Enterprise architecture should be interested in type of devices. CMDB does not reveal the function of a device, only its existence. The third thread of research is trying to find the functional points of convergence or integration between the approaches of ITSM and enterprise architecture, combining and developing practices and processes. For example, there is a study of using ITIL's service transition process to detail and enhance TOGAF migration planning. As the ITIL is a well-thought-out and tried collection of good practices, and both it as well as TOGAF should be adapted to the specific needs of an organization, why we would not take the best practices from both of them and make them work together? Let's imagine that the end user in our company is running a project for which he needs some heavy-duty computing devices, some kind of computing cluster. The project has been greenlighted by his boss, and it has also been allocated some monetary resources by the division. So the end user goes to the service portal with his request for this computing cluster to be installed, to be purchased and to be installed. He leaves a service request, which is then handled by the service desk technicians. They check the current CMDB and note that the company does not have available such technology resource that is needed in the project. They also see that the budget for the purchase is provided by the division running the project. So financially, the request is okay. Then, as this would be a significant purchase, they turn to company's enterprise architecture board, explain that they had received such a request and how does it look from the point of view of enterprise architecture management. Is it feasible? Is it reasonable? Would it fit our current technology architecture and so on? The enterprise architecture board considers the service request, check the enterprise architecture repository, probably go through different options, different ways to implement the request, what technology, what kind of devices would fulfill the end user's need and still nicely fit into our current enterprise architecture landscape. They also consider that their overall request and fulfilling it would support our company's strategy. The project that is being running supports our business. It's reasonable in that sense. The budget is there and the requested hardware can be embedded into our architecture landscape. So they answer to service desk, yes, from the point of view of enterprise architecture management, this request is okay. Then the things start rolling. The requested devices will be purchased and the IT operations will take the request there. Once the hardware has arrived, they start implementing the request or the service request on the operational level. They install the devices, configure them, install requested software, and so on. Once this is done, the information regarding these new devices and software are updated to configuration management database, which is then synced with the current state repository of enterprise architecture management tool. And once these all steps have been done, the service desk answers to my request that this is done. Request fulfilled. So how does this work in relation to those research papers and the threads of research we have discussed previously? First of all, we need the conceptual mapping between the configuration management database or ITSM tool and enterprise architecture repository and the shared semantic understanding of the concepts, so that once the service desk receives a service request, they can communicate it to enterprise architecture function, who are able to understand what this is about and how it can be related to our enterprise architecture related information. What does this mean? How does it map to enterprise architecture repository, so that they can make those wise decisions whether or not the service request is implementable from the point of view of enterprise architecture management, if it's compatible with the enterprise architecture, if it's compatible with the enterprise architecture principles we have, and so on. So there need to be some kind of shared language, or at least we need to be able to map the certain concepts of ITSM function and enterprise architecture function, which has been covered in quite many studies. Then the functional integration would mean that enterprise architecture function could follow, for example, TOCAF's ADM cycle, migration, planning, implementation. They go through this cycle, for example, regarding request for new hardware. Is it in line with our business strategy? Does this new technology fit into our architecture landscape? How the request will be implemented? What kind of project we need to install that new hardware, configure it, and so on. And at the same time, while this ADM cycle, it works on a more abstract level, it doesn't comment anything on how the IT operations should be performed. So we can use ITIL's best practices to control the actual control and manage the actual operational activities. Even though it would happen in, for example, in ADM's migration planning and implementation and change management phases. And third, the information exchange becomes necessary when we transfer data between CMDB and Enterprise Architecture Repository. It's just one example. We could also use those techniques to, for example, automatically collect our IT infrastructure data. So in practice, we wouldn't need manually enter the data or information regarding this new device, but instead we could use the network scanner and automatically populate CMDB on what comes to this new hardware device, and then it would be automatically synced into the Enterprise Architecture Repository. So all these three threads of research we identified previously, information exchange, conceptual mapping of these areas, and the functional integration, meaning that the, for example, ITIL practices can be used to implement the enterprise architecture management practices. They can be used to enhance and detail those quite abstract practices. They all research ideas are working also in practice and actually are quite usable. So that's the one way to consider how ITSM and enterprise architecture functions work together and live in union. They both can provide value to each other.